Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of the government and people of the Commonwealth of Dominica, I wish to express our appreciation and thanks to the Organization of American States for its quick response to the request of the Prime Minister, the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrett, for a mission to observe the general elections in the Commonwealth of Dominica held on December 18, 2009. We wish to offer our heartfelt thanks to the governments of Brazil, Canada, and the United States of America for their prompt response in providing the necessary financial support for that mission. As reported, the election process was conducted peacefully and without incident. Regulations governing the conduct of the elections were also adhered to. The incumbent Labour Party, held by the Honourable Prime Minister, secured an unprecedented 18 out of the 21 seats. The opposition United Workers' Party, led by the Honourable Ron Green, secured the remaining 3 seats. The recommendations of the observer mission has been received by the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica and are being considered. I am pleased to report that one of the recommendations, the provisions of voter identification cards, have been slated for further discussion and implementation. It is expected that the voter identification card system will be fully functional by the next general election scheduled to be held in 2015. Prime Minister, the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrett, in his acceptance speech, thanked Dominicans for their overwhelming prayers, trust, and confidence placed in him and his leadership. He further expressed his gratitude to the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica for giving him, through the democratic process, the mandate to continue the ongoing development agenda, which will take the Commonwealth of Dominica to the next level. Mr. Chairman, once again, I wish to reiterate the gratitude of the government and people of the Commonwealth of Dominica to all those who provided assistance in ensuring free and fair elections. I thank you.